Welcome to Five for the Day. Sometimes, amid the routine of life, we can have an experience which can only be described as wow. It may be a moment when we see or experience something that is so amazing or breathtaking that there just aren't words to describe it. I had one of those moments in the year 2001, in August, and I will never forget it. At the time, I was living and working in Pakistan. My wife and I were house parents in Murray Christian School in the Punjab. For those of you who have never heard of Murray, it is a little town situated northeast of the capital of Pakistan, Islamabad, and Murray is 7,000 feet up in the lower reaches of the Himalayas, surrounded by magnificent scenery. Because it's so high, roughly twice the height of Snowdon, we would get around 6 feet of snow in winter, but glorious warm days right through the summer, until you come to July. In July, the monsoons arrive. I'd heard of the monsoons before going to Pakistan, but with my foolish Western-orientated mind, I just pictured it as rain, a bit like a continual bout of heavy rain like we get in Wales. The truth came as quite a shock. In monsoon season, the weather changes as quickly as it does in the UK, but with much more force. One moment the sun can be shining, then suddenly the wind rises and everywhere is covered in cloud and mist before the rain comes. The rain is like a torrential waterfall, accompanied by violent thunder and lightning. On the day when my wow moment happened, I had driven the few miles from school, which is in a place called Jigger Gully, near to Murray, for language classes. The language school is held during July and August, and this was my second summer learning Urdu. The building had the usual tin roof, and just as we were starting verb drills, the rain started. For a good half an hour, we could hear nothing. Conversation was lost in the thunder of the rain upon the roof. The session ended, and so did the rain, and I left the school to walk up to the main road. Then the moment came. The dense clouds parted, and above me was the topaz blue sky. But as I stood on the edge of a mountain, I had a view which stretched down the valley towards Islamabad. Way below me there were still dense clouds, and the lightning flashed from one cloud to the other, while the thunder echoed with a deep boom through the hills. Words simply cannot describe the spectacular power that I was looking at. As I stood there, speechless, the words of the old hymn echoed through my mind. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. As I stood there, I marvelled at the display of the power of God, which was taking place right before me, and thought, what a wonderful God. And then suddenly my mind went to the third verse of the same hymn. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. At that moment, I felt a wonderful peace and joy in knowing that in all the vast cosmos and among all the teeming billions of people in the world, God loved me as an individual. And the same is true for you as well. God's love is for everyone collectively and everyone singly. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when you know that, that becomes your wow moment.